And then at that point, I want to look at what got me off track, but not till I get back on track. And it won't be the first time that I put something aside and didn't deal with it right away because it wasn't there to be dealt with. So it's important for me to realize with my program recovery that I'm of no good purpose until I'm back in the program recovery to look at what got me off track. If I look at the old character from the eyes of the new character that's built from the principles of 12 steps, then I can see what I need to see without being injured by it, without being having it be something that affects me or starts to really undermine and tear my life apart or allows the disease to give me the idea that escape is the only thing you can do now at this point because so much destruction has befallen you. Well, that's the kind of stuff that can get into page 45 where I get into that melancholy depression and I get a morbid, good feeling out of it. Not a morbid good feeling, but I get a perverted good feeling out of it, or a perversion of, like this feels good to be all walled up in depression. And that's what this disease is always leading me to do. It's always trying to get me to a great sense of isolation. And it's a disease of lies. It convinces me of things that are not true, and then it convinces me things that are not true that are true. So either way, it's going to get me both sides of the coin, whether I think something's not there or something is there. I can't rely on my own resources, but when I get back into self-will, there must be a way, whether you got one day or many thousands of days strung together, to get back to the power and get back on track. And sometimes that starts by just looking at, in step one for me, I realized I used to take it back. Couldn't see myself take it back, but there was a perverted side of me that liked taking it back. And that part of realization helped me to go further in the surrender of knowing that there was this illness inside of me that I like being with.